Last night in Eureka Springs, Michael Jonathan brought Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour to the City Auditorium. And before he was in Eureka Springs, he stopped by KUAF and the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk about his radio program, his career, and play a couple of songs. This is one of the songs he played while he was at KUAF. It's titled simply Flowers.
Hair of gold and eyes like stars, shine like diamonds on my heart. You are love and earth to me, so flowers I will give to thee. The morning sun like marigolds I will give for you to hold. All my love and loyalty are in these flowers I give to thee. I will give you roses red and pick for you a flower bed, a living crimson tapestry. Flowers I will give to thee. I hope the nighttime stars that shine give you rest and peace of mind. In the morning light you'll see a world of flowers I give to thee. I will give you roses red and pick for you a flower bed, a living crimson tapestry. Flowers I will give to thee.
Michael Jonathan, along with Melissa Denning from Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour, they were in our building on Thursday. They were in the Odd in Eureka Springs, the City Auditorium, last night. But they performed the song Flowers for us Thursday at the Carver Center for Public Radio.
While they were here, didn't they talk to you a little bit about public radio?
Well, a couple of times. This was without a prompt. Michael Jonathan is a huge fan and supporter of public radio, not just because so many public radio stations play his show, but he makes a case for why public radio is so vitally important to the very fabric of what music is. And we didn't have a chance to put this in on our Friday broadcast of the daily programs, but this is what he had to say about public radio and music. And listen.
Life is meant to be pursued, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how many people sit around thinking about what they want to do and never doing it? And letting the opportunity, those tumblers you were talking about, mm-hmm. letting them slip by because they think either they're not allowed to or they're not good enough. It's the, can I preach for a moment here, get on my little musical soapbox?
Yes.
I hate most of the music business because, especially the record business, you know, music is, what is it? It's vibrating air. It's vibrating air. That's all it is, right? There's nothing really special. You know, what a plumber does in your home is by far more important than somebody, me, sitting there with a banjo vibrating air. Big deal. Yet I get a standing ovation for it. The plumber doesn't, and what he does is more important, right? 50 years ago, record companies figured out how to sell vibrating air. They capture it on a little black disc with a hole in the middle. The kids don't know what that is, but those are called records, right? Once they figured out how to do that, they began this long process of separating people from their own music. It's called the star system, convincing the public that only the stars are truly capable of making music. And this human organic need that we have to make music and art and communicate with each other, something that America was built on, the front porch players, community players, barn dances, people performing in their living rooms, singing together, being joyful together, and it got removed from them, thinking that only Elvis can do it, only the Beatles can do it. The only way to participate in music is to buy the vibrating air from the record company. And I am against that. I am all for the KUAF listeners making their own music, which is why we highlight unknown artists mostly on Wood Songs, because I want everybody to feel like they can do it too. And that's the career of the guy that I grew up next to. That's Pete Seeger's career, was getting the audience to sing with him, to get them. How many people play the banjo today because they saw Pete Seeger play it in person, right? And so we have to go, as a country, we have to go back to that organic roots thing, which is why public radio is so important. Satellite radio doesn't do that. Commercial radio doesn't do that. Public radio is the last gateway between genuine art and the audience rediscovering their own music again, bringing music back into the living rooms, back into front porches. And I'll tell you what, next time that there's a fun drive going on at KUAF, I hope everybody opens up their wallet and supports the station, because you're not just supporting hometown community radio. You're supporting the last gateway between true artists and you, the audience. You're protecting yourself by supporting public radio.
Michael Jonathan, who is, of course, the host of Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour, he was talking about public radio and its role in music when he was in the Carver Center for Public Radio earlier this week. And we thank him very much. He says he wants to come back to Northwest Arkansas, Fayetteville, Eureka Springs, wherever.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
It is. And he really, really enjoyed it.